This is Tina Claypole, your host today on the Divine Healing and Deliverance Ministry Program. Let's talk today about spiritual warfare basics, the power of your prayers. As with God, nothing is impossible, so it is that through prayer, nothing is implausible. Prayer gives heaven permission to invade the earth. Through this discipline, we are able to pray heaven down to keep hell from rising. You must realize God will never abandon you, but He is ever present, wanting to work His will in your life. As Teresa of Avila said, all difficulties in prayer can be traced to one cause, praying as if God were absent. God is right here with you, living inside of you, ready to release His kingdom through each of you, because the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. Every believer is equipped with an arsenal of incredible life-altering and world-changing power. For those who rightly esteem the privilege of accessing God's armor of possibilities, each word spoken through or by that person holds enormous, innovative, potential, creative, and recreative power. The Father has entreated each one of us to come and be involved in a dialogue that marshals angels and sets forth weaponry that impacts the spiritual realm and affects how events unfold in the natural world. He is still waiting for those of us who have the courage to step up and take their places in the highest ranks of His army. God has enough privates. What He desires now are generals who will pay the price of dedication and discipline to hear His divine strategies and implement them upon the earth. If you allow the Lord, He will take you places you've never been before. Your new life in Christ will give you new opportunities that you've never experienced. Remember, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. The Lord is not just calling a nun or a priest to serve Him. He's calling you and He's calling me. He's calling you to a ministry to deliver His message, to intercede in prayer for other people who are in need. Sow seeds of faith and believe. Trust in the Lord for all things and know it will come to pass. Romans 8:29. The longer and closer we walk with God, the more we realize He uses every opportunity to shape and mold us, to chip, file, and sand the rough edges, as we are gradually conformed to the likeness of His Son. This is His desire for everyone who trusts in Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. We often learn through personal experiences how our trials are used to teach us valuable lessons and refine us into children of God with the character of Christ. The testing of your faith develops perseverance. James 1:3. We who have been brought into the light of Christ must diligently share our faith with others. Tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and into the next generation. Joel 1:3. Our children and our friends will never receive the gift of eternal life because of our faith. Rather, they must be told the Lord's love and come to Him through a deep personal faith in Jesus. We all know individuals who desperately need to know of His saving grace. We all know fellow believers who need to be encouraged in their faith. Sow seeds of faith. Hebrews 10:24 reads, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Our churches are gatherings for the depressed and troubled that have forgotten or never heard of the miraculous and loving works of God. May we never become silent about what He has done and continues to do in our lives. We must never lose the awe of the incredible gift we have been given in Christ. His sacrifice radically changed our eternity. An understanding of this gift ought to so fill our heart that we are compelled to share His ongoing gift with those we love and those God places in our path. We who have begun our walk with Christ should continually share our walk with others. We serve an awesome God. Let's be the light to the world and never let them forget. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Giving up control is never easy. It can be extra scary to face the unknown from the passenger seat. And it can be offensive to our pride to allow someone else, even God, to take the lead. The roots of self go very deep. But as we learn to completely trust, God brings us to that wonderful place of peace where we can say, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you." Psalms 73:25. Through and though sometimes difficult, there is great joy in a complete surrendering of one's own will to the Heavenly Father. As we give Him control over every area of our life, He will show us how to use all for His glory. It's all for the glory of God. It's not about me, and it's not about you. Ephesians 2:10. He will give us the tools to accomplish His will, and in the process meet every need and fulfill our deepest desires. The Lord always teaches us about faith and trust by directing us down a path we think is too hard to travel and to circumstances we don't understand. If we could clearly see and understand everything, there wouldn't be a need for faith. But we often miss the opportunity to experience the true glory of God because we fail to obey and take the first step. There are people who are hesitant to give their life over to the Lord. Many times it's because of what they can't see or understand. So they remain frozen where they are. They desire to have a more fulfilling life, but are paralyzed by the fear of what they may lose in the process. If only we could see the life we would gain by giving Him our all. God is never interested in the wonderful things we can do for Him. He is pleased only by our obedience and our trust. Many of our great endeavors fail simply because they are being pursued without giving Him full control. We should never rest in our strength and our ability. Rather, we should continually walk by faith. Hundreds of years after Gideon, the prophet Isaiah gave this same message, Isaiah 31:1. Woe to those who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel. God will lead us into victory, but we have to give Him our total trust. When we walk in His victory, we will have the joy of witnessing His mighty hand and find true fulfillment. It's all for the glory of God. His victory is never by our strength, savvy, cunning, or intelligence. It is only as we trust the Lord to work in and through the empty vessel of our life. True victory will only be won as we go into battle with all of Him and without too much of us. We must decrease in order for Him to increase. The Lord is waiting on us. He is ready to pull back the flood waters and lead us into a new land, a land filled with His peace and true contentment. We must make the commitment. Let us trust Him with every aspect and area of our life. Let's take a firm hold of His hand and boldly step off of the shore. Let us become disciples of God, allowing Him to use us to serve His people. When we enter into this covenant, we are transformed. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. This is the same transformation referred to by Paul. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Romans 8:29. As we continue our walk with God, as we continue our journey with a new and transformed heart, we begin a process of being conformed to the likeness of His Son. This transformation, which begins in our heart, continues for all the rest of our lives. We may call this process growth or maturity, but the end result is a heart which is becoming more and more like Jesus. Psalms 37:45. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. There are many ways to serve the Lord. Many people say, I can't go out there and speak, or I can't go places, I'm not well. You can do the work of the Lord daily from your home by praying on your knees, following His will, praying for others, setting your personal self and thoughts aside to focus on what the Lord has in store for your future, has in store for your new ministry and your new work, serving Him all the days of your life. You can email us at divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. Please know that we pray for you and intercede for all of your needs and all of the prayer requests that come to us daily from around the world. We have prayer partners who serve your needs and are waiting for your request. Please feel free at any time of the day to email us divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. We ask the Lord to bless each and every one of you today and for the desires of your heart to be fulfilled if it is lined up with His will, if it is for your good and His glory. This is Tina Claypole bidding you a good day.